You know, we at a point right now where the holidays are coming upon us. You know, between November and December are really emotional times for everybody, especially with, like, you know, people who lost loved ones and those type of things. And when this year comes around, a lot of people feel like a whole, you know, a strain on a lot of things. You know, the loved ones, people got to go out and do holiday shopping and, you know, those type of things. So I just want to tell everybody, you know, just relax. You know, you're only one person, and don't put too much strain on yourself to do everything, because you're going to drive yourself crazy. You know, and just take one day at a time, you know. And I know this is a time where a lot of people, you know, have a lot of emotional situations going on because of loved ones they lost and those type of things. But, you know, we're transitioning into a new year, and it's to reset, decompress, you know, get your mind right going into the new year. Because, you know, one thing about each ending of each year, man, is just that we blessed to make it out of 2023, right, moving forward. And it's like, you know what, we're almost at the finish line to this year. It's time to go in to try to make an impactful 2024 year, you know. It's important for us. You know, some of us are so emotionally discouraged about so much because we're not where we want to be in life. And my thing is, I've always told people that as long as you got yourself, as long as you have the things to get you there, everything will be fine. You know, nobody said that anything that you're trying to do in life, you're going to get there right away. Because it has to build character. It has to build substance. You have to build alone. And you have to be strong. So you're going to have to be battle tested through the things that you want, right? Because, you know, in this beautiful life of ours, you know, it's like we have all these dreams and things that you want to do. The best thing to do sometimes is keep them to yourselves. You know, we go and tell our people, we tell people what we want to do, and it ain't for everybody to hear. Because you can't tell somebody something extremely huge and they agree it's with you, because they're not doing it. So don't tell nobody your blessings. I mean, the blessings that you're going to receive, excuse me, and things that you want to do. Nah, man, don't tell nobody that stuff. Keep that stuff to yourself and just work on it. I was talking to a good friend of mine the other day, and he was telling me, he was like, yeah, man, you know, I'm working every day, you know, which is cool, but I wanted to, you know, start this business. And me being the encouraging person that I am, I'm like, start the business. Like, what you waiting for? And the one thing that he said, he was like, well, I don't want to mess up. So I started laughing. He said, yo, why are you laughing at me, man? I said, because people mess up every day, B. People mess up at their jobs, mess up in situations, and then keep going anyway, subconsciously. So won't you mess up doing something that you love to do to get it right? So what if you going to mess up and have all these things? You get to do it another day. You get to be consistent in something that you love to do. That's the whole point of growth. If you go in doing something the right way as soon as you get it, what are you going to do when you do mess up? You probably going to fold. So why not mess up through the journey? It don't matter how long it's going to take, how you going to get there. Be excited by doing it and do it as much as you can, because that's the most important thing. And that's called life. So are you going to mess up to do something that you really want to do? Or are you just going to mess up at a job that's going to continue somebody telling you what to do? And all it's going to do is it's going to, you learn from it. You learn from when you got a job. You do it 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, whatever the work schedule is. And over time, you get super good at it because you just figured it out. So won't you just figure out what it is that when you start this business, what it is? Because at the end of the day, you got you. Now, excuse me, when I say that to people, you know, I understand that everybody's not an entrepreneur, right? Not everybody's going to get this multi-billion dollar business, right? Who am I to say any how those things going to go, right? But in the midst of it all, if you can run a really good side business or, you know, a little something for yourself while you're working, you can do that too. Because end of the day, you know, making more than where you work at is relatively good. You know, you may want to keep your job. Some people love what they do at their job, you know? And some people don't. Some people are super miserable They get up every morning, they jump in their car, they super miserable, they got to deal with people they don't want to deal with for 8 hours a day. And they get up and do it because they say they need money. Well, guess what? We all somewhat need some money, right? So why not establish something where you can make some money for yourself? You know, if you're just going to work to pay bills, that is crazy to me. We should be going to work with purpose. And everybody on this earth that's living well and doing okay can find something within themselves to find out what they like, you know. But it starts with you and what you want to do. You know, I think we don't explore enough. We always look at things from an eye view of what we see on TV, what we see in the media, social media. And we say, well, I want to do this and I want to do that. No. They'll be like, well, I want to do this and I want to do this. I want to try that. Well, why I'm not doing this? You know, why I'm not doing that? And it's like you always saying why instead of just doing it. Get out the phone and start looking at it, because you create your own reality. Your reality is who you are and what you do. You create what you are in your head. And if you're not doing nothing, then guess what? You're just constantly looking at somebody else, you know, unraveling and doing what they want to do. So won't you do what you want to do? You know, back in the days when there wasn't no social media, people had more time to focus on what they wanted to do and live a good lifestyle and do the things that they want to do. Because everything ain't for everybody. Everything don't need to be posted. Everything don't need to be on social media. You know, sometimes the best caption in the world is the caption where you see for yourself. You know, see for yourself and what you do. You know, that's the best caption. What I mean by caption, I mean like caption of you looking at a view or you looking at something that's so beautiful. Like sometimes it ain't for everybody's eyes but your own, you know, and taking pictures and stuff like that. That's great. Those are memories, but those ain't everybody's memories. Those are your memories, something that you want to live and have. Everything is shouldn't be prioritized on social media, but we do it for validation sometimes. And I get it. You know, we want to tell people how good we're doing, but guess what? If you're doing good and you're doing well, that's fine. It ain't for everybody. And I'm not telling everybody that you can't go out and post and do things. I'm not saying that. But sometimes, you know, just the things that you do and what you see and what you caption for yourself is magnificent. You know, it's like it's a breath of fresh air. And I can be selfish too. I don't want everybody to see this. I'll keep this picture for myself. Maybe when I'm transcend over to another light, that somebody will find it in an old photo box or something and then look at it and just be a heartfelt situation. You know, we got to live, we got to explore, and we have to like really keep growing, because we're changing every day. We're not the same person as we was yesterday. You know, we find different things, you know, and it's a lovely day. You know, and I'm speaking to everybody like this now because I want to I want to have the frequency of positivity going through the speakers right now, whether you're going to work, whether you, you know, at work, whether you just waking up, whether you just going to sleep, whether you just got off of work. You know, it's just a simple reminder to people, the real decent people, you know, the ones that are just decent people that want something out of life for the good. I'm talking to y'all, the most genuine motherfucker that there is. Because a lot of people some people don't know how to be genuine, man. Some people just don't know how to be a good person. There's always somebody that have a hidden agenda. It's like, well, you do for me and I do for you. And it's just like, you know what? Sometimes, yo, just be a nice motherfucker. You know, it ain't nothing wrong with just being a nice motherfucker. And minding your goddamn business. That is so simple beyond measure. We get so wrapped up in just being some bullshit. It's weird. I remember an ex-girlfriend of mine called me. I don't know. She just called me. Whatever. I picked up. And I remember her talking to me. And she just telling me how life was going, how things are. And I'm just a listener. And I listen. And she's like, yeah. She's like, I've been going to therapy. So I'm like, that's good. I'm glad you've been going to therapy. That's good for you. I think most people should go talk to somebody. She's like, yeah, since I've been going, you know, I just don't care about people no more. And I just think I just gotten worse. And I'm okay with that. I'm like, what? And like, this is a true story. She said this. She said, yeah, I just been mean to people. I'm okay with being mean because I ain't got time for it. I'm just like, what? what type of copay insurance you got or who you got for you to be going around saying this shit. I thought that was some low vibration shit. I was like, nah, man, this ain't my frequency. This ain't my vibration. This is not something I want to hear, you know, because, you know, people change. You know, either you're going to change for the better, you're going to change for the worse, right? And from, you know, listening to that conversation, it seemed like, damn, man, oh, she getting worse. Like, it ain't no way. Don't want to be around that, you know. So I kindly say, hey, well, listen, it's getting late. It was nice talking to you. You know, I hope you and wish you nothing but the best, you know. But it's good catching up. But I got off that phone. There ain't nothing I want to hear, yo. Fuck that. You sitting up there talking about something. You going to therapy and you got worse. She got some fucked up ass insurance, whatever she got, yo. Whatever that copay is or whatever she dealing with to get a person like that. I'm like, damn, that's some backwards ass shit, man. Like, they saw that damn copay. That insurance probably was like $5. They was like, yeah, come sit and talk to me. They probably didn't even have a degree or nothing, man. They was like, yeah, come sit and talk that shit. We can talk together. It's like, no, man. But, you know, I just want everybody to live, man. Just live, man. Have a good time, yo. Like, yo, you all right. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You still here. You know, make the best out of it. Don't do no comparison. Sometimes we can get ourselves mixed up in all the comparison. We not where we want to be at. We don't have what we want to have, you know. It ain't your time. It will be. Just keep going towards it. Keep working hard. It don't matter how many times you get told no, you get rejected, somebody tells you you can't do it. It's the constant reminding yourself to just keep moving. You know, that's the beauty of it all. You know, just keep going regardless of what anybody else thinks or what anybody else says or how people want to think or what people want to say. Who gives a fuck? You know, it's like, yo, you here for a reason. Consistency, strong will outbeat any talent, anything, anywhere. You know, everything is not for everybody, and it's not supposed to be. You know, and I'm just analyzing shit in life, and the one thing is that we taking, so look, right? So think about it like this, right? So we go on social media, right? We all go on social media, right? We all do that. We always talk about social media, this, that, and whatever. And we talk about, you know, I always bring this up a lot because we always talk about how, like, we deal with men and women relationships and what the women should do, what the women should do, and all that. And every time I learn something about it, I'm like, yo, who gives a fuck, yo? Whatever works for you and your reality and what you want to do and how you want to move forward and what a relationship is your business. We can't go on a site and listen to what somebody has to say and just think that it resonates with you. Because you know what? It don't. Some shit just don't resonate. Everything is different for everybody. And we can't put us all in the same category and just think that this is going to work for everybody. Right? It doesn't work like that. We overthink shit and think things are supposed to be this way. One minute we saying this, one minute we saying that. My whole thing is, why are you putting so much pressure on what you think things should be? How about you just live and fall back and just live life and just how things go, how they should be, you know? In the midst of you being a good person, you meet a good person, you live with a good person, you don't live with a good person, it's all right, you know. But how y'all relationship, is it good? Do y'all have a good time? Do y'all have fun? Well, guess what? It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks because they're not living your life. Live your life. Live it to the best of ability. If you have relationships with people, have them, you know. The problem is that everybody, you know, I think they just use certain things for experiments. They said, okay, we're going to create this thing where everybody look at and everybody's going to want to be this way. And they put y'all all in this one little box, like little beads in a little box. And y'all all just in that little box going around, bouncing off of each other with no really source of idea of what it is just to like really live your own life. Step outside the box, right? Step outside the box. If you single out there, for all the single people, shout outs to y'all. Yo, the one thing about y'all, man, yo, man, living that graces of just having fun, you know, especially the older people, you know, and I mean like older, I mean like 69, like that. I mean like anybody that's in a, you know, like early 30s, late mid 30s, 40s, early 40s, you know, y'all or beyond, yo, man, just live. And I, you know what I've seen? I've seen a lot of people, and I've been out at the bar a couple times, and I see a lot of people really going out and enjoying themselves. I really do see that. You know, they'll stop in, get something to eat, and they'll just sit in their thoughts. And that's good, too. You know, we got to start understanding that how our life is, you know, excuse me, your life is, how it's painted and pictured for you is what you create and nobody else. You don't need to live how somebody else is living. You don't need to do what everybody else is doing. Only thing that's ever asked while you're here on this earth is to be a good person. That is it. That is it. Be a genuine person. Just be a good motherfucker. And it doesn't mean that everybody deserves that from you. And living in solitude and peace. That's it. That's all, man. Shit. You know, don't overthink none of this shit. Because when it's all said and done, when they dim them lights, and when it's just time for you to rest, the house you earned will be gone. Somebody else to live in. The things you once valued will be gone. It'll be given away. And your name will once be lived, but it'll be just a memory. So impact. Impact people's lives. Let your name live on. Be a strong individual. Humanity is priceless. And we got to know that. That's it. Humanity, yo. Humanity. We all walk around with feelings and things. We're human. Nobody's perfect. So stop acting like it can be perfect, because it's not. It'll never be a perfect picture. And that makes the beauty of you. That makes the beauty of life. That makes the beauty of everything. That we're living in this one big bubble. And we're trying to figure out something we already know the answer to. We all know the answer to it. So today, tonight, wherever you at right now in your life, whether you're overseas, whether you're in the States, whether you're above the equator, below the equator, out of space, I don't care where you at, but just remember that you create your own reality, your own situation. And remember, going into this 2024 year, it's to go in with a sense of relax and ease and go towards your goals and your dreams and things you want to do. But don't overkill yourself. Do it with grace and peace, and be excited about what you're doing for your new journey and your new life of being living in abundance. And I don't mean like when I say that to people, I'm not saying you got to have $80 billion fucking dollars and you need all that. No. Whatever you think, or wherever where you set your goal for yourself, where you want to be at in life, that's what matters the most. And I want everybody to know that. Everybody. Even the young ones. Even the young folks out there. You know, you in your 20s, man. I tell anybody, if you in your damn 20s, man, live the same thing. Y'all live your lives too. Y'all won't really mess up. But that's a part of y'all growth. So whatever stage that you're in your life, it's always going to be a learning process. Your 20s are going to be the learning process. Your 30s are going to be your learning process. Even if you get into your 40s and your 50s, you're always going to be to continue to learn something new about yourself. So enjoy the ride. Embrace, impact, learn. Get everything that your heart desires, that you want. Work hard for it. And also teach others to. And be a good, genuine person. And if you see somebody that is on that low frequency, that doesn't really resonate with you, the best thing you can do is not deal with it. That's the one thing in life that I want to say, is that when people say something bad about you, or they got it out, you know what's crazy? You ain't got to do shit but just walk away and not be in their presence. The best key to anything is silence. That's it. Staying still, like, you know, I'm not entertaining that. You know, you don't have to react to things that is not resonating with you. You want to be your higher self at all given purpose. I mean, excuse me, all given time. So I just wanted to let y'all know that. You know, so reset yourself. These 2 months between November and December, take your time, relax, get through it, and let's start fresh with 2024. And to some of y'all out there that I want y'all to know what's crazy. As long as I've been doing this, you know, you develop friendships with people You develop listeners with people by doing this. Some are here to still listen to what I to still listen to the podcast, and some not. And whatever it is that you take from this, I hope it's in good grace and good peace. So, and what I mean by that, there some of them are here. Like some of them passed away. Some of them passed away, and some of them are still here. And that's how life is. And I'm not trying to say it scare nobody or nothing like that, but just saying it like, I'm just saying like, while we're here, let's be strong from being impact on everybody's lives. Not only that, but just yourselves as well, and taking care of yourself. So if anything, if I would tell you anything else, I've always said, and I always will say this to the end, until always remember to love yourself. Peace.